This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is, the Bible is the Word of God.
What do you believe about the Bible? What do you believe about the Bible? What you believe about the Bible will determine the quality of your life. Now catch that. What you believe about the Bible is going to determine the quality of your life. Why do I say that? Priscilla and I live way out. I don't mean we're way out people, but we live way, way on the other side of the river. And even when we were going to look at that house, I couldn't find it. I mean, I got the directions and I went out there and I said, you know, we got out there, started looking for it and got way out there. And I said, man, we must have missed it. It couldn't be this far. And we just weren't far enough. Now, let me tell you something about our house. We try to be hospitable. Amen. We want people to come to our house on occasion when we invite them. Praise God. Amen. But I can almost guarantee you something. You will not make it to our house without directions. If I were to tell you my address right now and say, go out to my house, if you didn't get somebody to give you directions, you probably wouldn't get there. And who's the best person to give you directions to my house? Me. Amen. Now catch it. Our mission here at Covenant Community Church is equipping people for abundant life. If you want to get to abundant life, what do you think you need? You need some directions. And I can guarantee you, if you don't have the right directions, you will never get to the abundant life. God has invited you to abundant life. Amen? He has given you that invitation, and he recognized that you need directions, so guess what he did? On my computer, I've got a set of directions to our house. And anytime I invite somebody out there, I just print off a copy, hand them that piece of paper. Here's how you get there. All they got to do is follow my directions. They'll be walking through the door. Amen? Guess what? God's even better than me. Hallelujah. What's he done? He says, you need directions to the abundant life. I'm going to, off of my celestial computer, I'm going to print you off a copy of the directions. How many of you have your Bible here today? Let me see it. Let me see your Bible. Let me see it. Let me see it. Amen. Praise God. What you are holding in your hand are God's directions to the abundant life. Here at Covenant Community Church, we believe that there is only one place in this world that you can find God's direction for living the abundant life, and that's in the Bible. We believe the Bible is the Word of God, not the Koran, not the Book of Mormon, not any other set of sacred writings so-called in the world. The Bible, we believe, is the Word of God. And anytime anything comes up and differs from what the Bible says, guess who wins? The Bible is what's right. I said that the Bible, what you believe about the Bible, will determine the quality of your life. What it comes down to is this. If you believe the Bible is the Word of God, then you'll believe what it says. Amen? And if you don't believe the Bible is the Word of God, guess what? Then you can safely ignore it. Do you understand? If the Bible is not the Word of God, you don't need it. If you go to a bookstore today or go to the public library, you will see hundreds of books. You can choose any of those books you want. Some of them say, I will tell you how to live a good life. Self-help books all over the place. Here's what you need to do if you want to live a good life. Guess what? You got to make a choice. Do I believe that what I can find in the library or in the bookstore is just as good as what's in the Bible? Or do I believe the Bible is indeed the Word of God? It is God's Word, and there is nothing like it. The Bible is the Word of God. Now, catch what I mean by that. There are some people who say the Bible contains the Word. Now, you know what they mean by that? They mean that if you open up your Bible and you read something in here, for example, I just happened to open it up to Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You believe that? Amen. 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 But they say, that sounds good. That's a spiritual thing. But there are other things in the Bible that maybe you can't believe. So what you have to do is you have to go into the Bible and you have to pick and choose the parts that are really God's Word and the other parts that aren't really accurate. Now, if you can pick and choose which parts of the Bible are God's Word, which parts do you think you will pick out as being God's Word? The parts you like. Isn't that right? The parts you like. Do you know when God really is dealing with you? It's when you open up your Bible and you find something you don't like, and the Holy Spirit says, but that's the truth. You got to deal with it. And so if you have the option of deciding what parts of the Bible are really God's Word and what parts are not God's Word, you will never grow, because you'll only pick out the parts that you like. The Bible, all of the Bible, is God's Word. Billy Graham gives this testimony. When he first started in his ministry, he had some questions about the Bible. There were things in the Bible he didn't understand, things that he didn't know how to explain. And so he was questioning and questioning. And he was so disturbed by that that one day he got before God, began to pray before God about this. And he said, you know what? I made up my mind. I don't understand everything that's in the Bible, but I believe it's God's Word and I'm going to accept it. And he said, from the moment he made that decision, that's when his ministry exploded. You see, the Bible, what you believe about the Bible, will determine the quality of your life. Here's the bottom line on that. Because the Bible is the Word of God, you can rely on anything it says. Amen? Go over to Psalm 119. Look at verse 160. Psalm 119, verse 160 says, the entirety of your Word is what? Truth. The entirety of your Word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. The Bible is the Word of God. The whole Bible is the Word of God, and the entirety of that Word is the truth. And Jesus said, you will know the truth, and what will it do for you? It will set you free. Amen? So if you want to be free, where do you need to go? You got to go to the Word of God. Hosea 4:6 says something that we all know. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God has given us a book of knowledge, amen? And if we don't take advantage of it, we can be destroyed. Whatever the Bible says is simply true. Go over to Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Let's see how much you believe the Bible. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. How many, think about this for a moment. How many of you actually believe that a man could be swallowed by a fish and live in the belly of that fish for 3 days and walk out? How many of you believe that could happen? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? If you saw that in the newspaper, you'd say it had to be in the National Enquirer. Isn't that right? But guess what? I believe it. I believe it literally happened. I believe that there was a great fish. I believe that it swallowed Jonah up. I believe that Jonah survived in that fish for 3 days and three nights. And I believe when the time came, that fish went whop and spit him out. And you know why I believe it? I don't have to look around today and try to find a fish that could hold a man. Look at that verse again. It said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish. God put it together. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's a fish in the world today that you'll swallow a man and spit him up 3 days later. But I know there was then, because what? God prepared it. See, that's what it means to believe the word of God. Let me take it a step further. Go to Genesis chapter 2. Look at verse 7. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Anybody believe that? God created man. Formed him from the dust of the ground, breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. If you believe that, praise God. But how many of you have been taught in school that the human race evolved over millions of years from lower animals? How many of you have ever heard that? Amen. I won't ask you to raise your hand on how many of you believed it, but understand something. You got to make a choice. Who are you going to believe? Do you believe that we evolved over millions of years by a blind force that had nothing to do with God? Or do you believe what the Bible says, which is that God reached down, took a hunk of dirt, formed it into a human being, breathed into it the breath of life, and it came alive? Which way are you going to go? You see, that's what it means to say that the word of God is without error. It is without error in anything that it says. If it tells me that you can take a man and that God took a man and ripped out a rib and made a woman out of him, guess what? It happened that way because the word of God is without error. Now understand something. Go over to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Everything that the Bible asserts is true, but you have to understand how to interpret it. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You've got to learn to rightly divide the word. Isaiah 55:12 says this, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Now, how many of you believe that mountains can sing and trees have hands? Isn't that what he said? No, but what? You have to learn to rightly divide the word. The Bible is not asserting that trees have hands. It's not asserting that mountains sing. What's it doing? It's using imagery to make a point. And so the Bible does have to be interpreted, but how do you interpret it? You interpret the Bible by the Bible. You interpret the Bible by the Bible. In other words, the scripture says you take one part of the Bible, you understand it by looking at that part of the Bible and comparing it against other parts of the Bible. Go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Here's how you do it. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You compare what the word says in this place and what the word says in that place, and you put it together to get a full understanding of what the word is saying. And what you don't do is take the word out of context. You can take a verse of scripture, find a verse in the Bible to make it say anything you want to say. You want to go out and rob the store down here on the street? The Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And I know they're wicked over there, so let's go hit that store. You have got to learn to what? Rightly divide the word. Amen? When you rightly divide the word. You know, people talk about why come there are all these different interpretations of the Bible? I get that a lot. People say, you know, I can't really believe it because Everybody interprets the Bible so differently. Catch this. If you believe the Bible is the Word of God, there aren't that many different interpretations. Amen? I mean, how many different ways can you interpret thou shalt not steal? I mean, how many different ways are there to interpret thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor? Amen? How many different ways are there to interpret? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You see, once you believe that the Bible is the Word of God, all these different interpretations go out the window. All you got to do is believe it. Amen? And so what it really comes down to, the thing that will determine your destiny is, do I really believe the Bible is God's Word? Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Bible is the entirely sufficient guide that you need to live the abundant life. Go over to Romans chapter 12. Look at verse 2. Here's what the Bible will do for you. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. You want to have God's perfect will for your life? God's perfect will that leads you to the abundant life? Here's how it happens. Romans 12, 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible is for. And when your mind is renewed, it says what? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Catch it. The Bible is there for the purpose of renewing our minds. How many of us ever think dumb? I mean, you look back. At the time, you thought you were okay. But you look back on some of the decisions that you made, some of the thoughts that you had, and you say to yourself, that was dumb. Has that ever happened to you? Amen. Uh-huh. The Bible says that most of the time, that's the way we think. We think dumb. And what the Word wants to do, it wants to change our minds. It wants to renew our minds. It wants to cause us to begin to think differently from the way we have always thought. You need to start thinking Bible. If you want to have the abundant life, you need to start thinking the way God thinks. And that's what the Bible is for. Now catch it. How many of you, if I were to come to your house, I would find a Bible in your house on a coffee table or an end table. Somewhere in your house there's a Bible. How many of you would that be true? Amen. How many of you know that the Bible is not a magic book that by having it in your house is going to do you some good? How many of you know that? Now, you don't have to raise your hand to this question, all right? How many of you, if I were to come in your house and find that Bible, before I could pick it up and open it, I'd have to go like this. Amen? See, catch it. The purpose of the Bible is to renew our minds. Isn't that right? I remember when I was in school, and I hadn't studied for the test, and I was so tired, and I thought, you know, I'm too tired to study for the test the next day. And I don't know if this will work or not, but I'm going to try it. So you take that book, that textbook, and you put it under your pillow, and you expect, what's the word, osmosis? Amen. You just hope, oh Lord, let it come into my mind, let it come into my brain. How many of you know that the Bible will not get into your brain by osmosis? Amen. Now, in order for the Word to do its work of renewing your mind, what do you got to do? You got to read it. You got to read it. And how often do you think it needs to be read? Anybody have any idea? Go over to Psalm chapter 1. Let's look at what the Bible tells us is a good frequency for reading the Word. Starting with verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates at least once a week when he comes to church. How often? Day and night. Day and night. Day and night. What does that mean? On a continuous basis. Amen? We have to saturate our minds with the Word. Got to saturate our minds with the Word. Catch it. If you are 30 years old, you got 30 years of your mind running in the wrong direction. If you are 40 years old, you got 40 years of your mind running in the wrong direction. Catch it. In order for your mind to be renewed, something more powerful than what went into it in the first place has got to come along and erase all that old mess and put something new down. And the only thing that can do it is the Word of God. And the only way that that will happen is you got to spend enough time in the Word that it can erase that old stuff. You take one of those marker boards and you write on it, and then you get ready to erase. And if the board is a little old, what do you find out happens? You take the eraser and you run over it, but what happens? Still stuff there. Isn't that right? And so you have to go over it a couple of times. You may even have to get yourself a wet cloth and go over it to really get that thing clear. Let me tell you something. Your mind is worse than a marker board. Amen? I mean, the stuff you got in your mind is in there deep. And in order for it to come out, the Word has got to go over that thing again and again and again and again. You hear the Word the first time, you say, hallelujah, that's great. And then go out tomorrow and do the same thing you already been doing. Isn't that right? What you have to have happen is that Word has to come in and it's got to wash on it. And so the next day when you go out and you get in that same situation, you'd still do the same thing you did, but you don't feel good about it. And then you come back next week and you hear that same word again, or you read that same word and you're in the Bible tomorrow. And guess what? It's washed it a little bit more. And now you're starting to feel downright uncomfortable with the way you've been doing, the way you've been coming back at people that disappoint you and frustrate you, and what you say to them. Oh, man, you know, I used to really like getting off on people that way, but that didn't feel good now. And eventually the word gets through and washes away that old stuff and puts down a new thing. And you begin to live the abundant life. If you want to see the Word of God do its work in your life, it'll only happen when you become a reader and a studier of the Word. Here's our statement of faith. We believe the Scriptures, both Old and New Testaments, to be the inspired Word of God, without error in the original manuscripts, given as the entirely sufficient expression of God's will for the salvation and spiritual development of all people, and the final authority in all matters of faith and practice. The final authority in all matters of faith and practice. Have you noticed how we do things here at Covenant Community Church? I don't come up here and stand up before you and give you a nice talk every week. You know, there are folks out there, motivational speakers, that are making thousands of dollars every week giving motivational talks. Understand, this is not a motivational talk. Because believe me, you're not paying thousands of dollars a week to get it. Amen? No, what do I do? I come out to you and I simply say, thus saith the Lord in his word. That's really all I ever say to you. This is what the Word of God says. Now go do it. That's really it. I don't expect you. Catch it. I am well educated. BS. MA. Been to, how many colleges? I don't even know. Taught on the graduate level. Hallelujah. I think I'm well qualified to tell you how to live. How many of you agree with that? Because of my degrees and because I'm intelligent. I mean, all you have to do is look at me to know I'm intelligent. Amen. I am well qualified to tell you how to live. How many of you believe that? If you believe that, after service, my office is right over here, we need to have some counseling. I have no qualification to tell you how to live. The only qualification I've got is to open up this book and not say, "Thus saith Pastor Franklin," but what? "Thus saith the Lord." And that's why I take you through the scriptures. Why? I don't want you to depend on what I'm saying. I want you to be able to see it in here and know that this is what God said. And I do it not because Pastor Franklin told me it's a good idea. Because let me tell you something. I do not want to tell you this is what you ought to do, and you go off and do it, and it doesn't work, and you show up on my door. "Pastor, I tried it, and it didn't work." No, what? If you do what God said do, it will work. Amen? And so, don't follow my advice. I'm not going to give you any advice. I will give you the counsel of the word. And then it's up to you. Because guess what? When I give you the counsel of the word, it's not Pastor Franklin talking to you. You know what my job is? I speak for God. I speak for God. Amen? And the way I speak for God is by opening up his word. And so the word is the final authority on everything that we do in life. It's the final authority on everything we do in this church. If we are ever doing anything that's contrary to the word of God in this church, you know what? You need to say something. Amen? Because the word is the final authority on what happens in the church. How many of you have ever been to a church meeting that turned into a church fight? Any of you ever been to one of those? You got this faction here, you got that clique there, and they're trying to get their own way, and in the church it becomes a fight. It's not supposed to be that way. Amen? And you know how it's supposed to not be that way? Instead of me standing up for what I believe is right, and you standing up for what you believe is right, let's go find out what God says is right. Let's spend the time in the word before the meeting finding out what God says is right. Amen? And then, once we find out what God says is right, whose church is it? It's his church. Amen? And so it's not my way and it's not your way. It's his way. Because this is the authority. And so we don't have those kind of meetings here. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is the final authority. Catch it. As Priscilla shared before in her testimony, the word of God is the final authority in how I treat my wife. There are times when I don't feel like doing what I know I ought to do. But guess what? The word is the authority. The word is the authority in how I spend my money. Catch it. The word is the authority in whether or not I pay my taxes. Want to dig a little deeper? The word is the authority in whether I show up at work on time. Whew, man, did that hurt anybody? The word is the authority on whether I park in that handicapped parking space. You see, when it comes right down to it, the word is the final authority in every area of life.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Dairy Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Dairy or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomechurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.